you know, there's a, maybe a building on it that's in disrepair, and, you know, there's a thing over here, and it's sort of like the low hanging fruit. And it was wetland, and it could be wetland again. Would the money then go to sort of restoring that as a wetland, or is that too simplistic of a?
No, that's not too simplistic. That's right. There's two parts of this new program. There's two parts of it. One is doing the assessment to identify where those opportunities exist, right? Yep. Where can we do this work? And there's a lot of ways of doing that. A lot of it's computer-based and et cetera. But looking at a watershed and understanding where is our water problems occurring and how can we then concentrate wetlands in these areas instead of way over here if we're trying to solve a problem, you know, on that end. And then the second part, to a minor extent, is then, you know, getting the work done to bring the wetlands that are identified back in a way so they can start holding water again. That being said, there's a lot of other funding sources out there for that type of work. When you get to the point where you have a plan to say, here's what we want to do and here's why it's important for the flooding in Milwaukee or wherever, that stuff is really conducive to funding sources. Communities are able to tap into a lot of different ways to get that done. So right now, a big part of it is helping identify the most cost-effective places to do that work. And in, you know, the Milwaukee River District, I know you had Riverkeeper on a couple issues ago. That's happening, right? So there's work going on right now identifying those areas in the upper portions of the watershed that flow down into the Milwaukee River through the city and identifying wetlands and how can we work with folks up there to start putting wetlands back to help grab some of this water so it isn't flushing downstream and causing all the problems. And, you know, when you're working with farmers and you're asking them to put a wetland in to solve a problem in Milwaukee, sometimes that's a hard sell, right? So you gotta present it in ways that help them understand why it's also important to their operation.
Folks, that's all the time we have for now. But if you want to listen to my full conversation with Tracy Hames, check out Cripescast anywhere you get podcasts. All right, folks, that's it for now. Check out Wisconsin Wetlands. That's at Wisconsin Wetlands on Facebook, at WI Wetlands Assoc, A-S-S-O-C on Twitter. And
I didn't know what you were doing.
That's at WI Wetlands A-S-S-O-C. So you got that there.
Gotcha.
But check out their website, WisconsinWetlands.org. And Colleen, where can they follow the Cripescast?
Follow the Cripescast on all platforms at Cripescast. And make sure to follow Charlie and the Manitowoc Minute at Manitowoc Minute, at Charlie Barons on all platforms. If you want to see Charlie on the road, go to Cripescast.com and click on tour. And also check out our new updated merch website, ManitowocMinute.com. Our full video podcast is on YouTube, Facebook, and Spotify. And leave us a review only if it's nice. And let us know what you think of the episode.
Oh, yeah, folks. Thank you so much. Everybody, keep her moving now. Watch for deer and get out in the wetlands. See what they're all about. Yep. It'll be a fun time. Okay. Bye-bye now.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We have breaking news at this hour. Monday at 5 p.m., that's the deadline set today by a federal judge in Washington for Donald Trump and his attorneys to respond to a motion by special counsel Jack Smith. Late last night, Smith asked the judge to order Trump not to release non-public information from his election conspiracy case. Smith's motion came hours after Trump said on social media, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." That was seen as threatening federal prosecutors. But in a statement, Trump's campaign said it was the definition of political speech. See, CBS's Christina Ruffini says Trump has a lot on his plate.
The first GOP debate is August 23rd, followed by the first pretrial hearing in Washington just 5 days later.
A near-total abortion ban in one of the nation's largest states is on hold.
A Texas judge says the state's abortion ban has proven too restrictive for women with pregnancy complications and must allow exceptions without the risk of doctors facing criminal charges. The court in Austin heard detailed testimony from the plaintiffs last month, including from one woman who went into life-threatening septic shock and the baby was stillborn. The state is expected to seek a swift appeal and has argued that Texas ban already allows exceptions, calling doctors' fears of prosecution unfounded. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Ukraine says it will continue to attack Russian ships in the Black Sea using maritime drones after apparently hitting vessels twice in the past 2 days. More from the BBC's James Waterhouse.
It is the second day where footage appearing to show the moment a sea drone collides with a Russian vessel has been released. The nearby Kerch Bridge, which links Russia to occupied Crimea, had to be reportedly closed after explosions were heard. Kyiv has said it sees any Russian ship as a legitimate target, mirroring the sentiments of Moscow since it pulled out of a deal which allowed Ukraine to export grain through the Black Sea.
Pope Francis prayed today with the sick and the disabled at a shrine in Portugal. CBS's Chris Livesey is traveling with the Pope.
Nearby wildfires filled the sky with smoke and sent ash floating down on the crowd. Later in the evening, Francis will hold a vigil at the Parque Tejo with young people, many of whom are camping out ahead of a final mass tomorrow where up to a million people are expected to attend.
A mother of four from Georgia reported missing last month has been found dead. Rockdale County Sheriff Eric Levitt said they found the body of 29-year-old Imani Robertson yesterday.
We've had two different cadaver canine organizations that assisted us, and one of these organizations was with us on yesterday. And that's when the dog alerted, and it's at a specific area and location.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich, Dave's single,
and a Frosty.
Frosty
for me.
And a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I'm Tony Burrell, Superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol. Public safety is our primary mission. Every day, our troopers and inspectors work hard to keep people and commerce moving safely. But drivers need to do their part. That means following these simple rules. Buckle up, phones down, slow down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 59. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 83. Cloudy skies expected.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I hope your drive to work is good. What's up, Earl?
What's going on, Gilbert? Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show and Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. You know, Gilbert, man, beautiful weather outside right now.
Man, it sure was, man. I was cutting grass all day yesterday. All day.
Well, you know, it takes you all day to cut, you know, your grass. It takes me about 20 minutes to cut mine. What's going on, man? What's the difference?
What you talking about, man? You know? It take you 20 minutes because you just zip through it and don't even care what it looks like.
Well, it's because I don't have acres to cut.
Hey, at least you got something to cut, right? And it's going.
Hey, man, you know, man, before we get started, man, congratulations to a couple of buddies of yours and mine. Dr. George Kuntz.
Dr. George Kuntze. We call him Kuntze.
Horicon Bank names Dr. George Kuntz as director. Horicon Bank announced the appointment of Dr. George Kuntz to its board of directors. Kuntz serves as senior vice president of the university relations for Marion College in Fond du Lac. After earning his doctorate from Marquette University, Kuntz was instrumental in creating Marion University first in interdisciplinary studies degree for disadvantaged students. He also served as a board member of several prominent organizations, including the Green Bay Packers, the Nature Conservatory, and Ascension Healthcare. You know, Gilbert, is it safe to say that when you played, Dr. Kuntz might have been one of the smartest of all the players during your time?
I wouldn't. No.
No, okay. No, we ain't going to go there.
Smartest. Yeah. I wouldn't say the smartest.
Yeah, but he was up there.
He was in the top five.
Yeah, he a brilliant guy.
Brilliant on the field and brilliant off. Just a impeccable human being.
Yeah, I mean, no question, man. You know, he is, and his feet are still firmly planted on the ground.
Yes.
No ego, right?
I tell you, him and Leroy Butler are two of the funniest human beings you ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Ever. And when them boys go against each other, oh my God, if your side is not busted open, something wrong with you.
And we also have to thank Leroy Butler.
Leroy, he's
Frenchy. He's Frenchy?
He Frenchy. That's French. Leroy.
Hey, Leroy. When he's in Wisconsin. Otherwise,
Leroy. They lean on the Leroy.
Yeah. Well, he's been elevated, man, to the board of directors of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, he's on the board now, man. We got the shareholders elected him on the board, so I'm excited for him as well. Them two brothers, man, like I say, they are doing things that I wish I could do. You know what I'm saying? And they both deserve it. And we got to get old George Kuntz in that Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame, though. You know, Leroy on Hall of Fame on both NFL and Green Bay Packer. We need to get George in the Hall of Fame.
You know,
along with my man Sterling Sharp.
You know, but the thing that I know about Leroy is, man, there's just no better guy around, right? I mean, he's just as natural a guy, man. No, nobody will say anything negative about him, will they?
No, because he carries himself.
Just like an average guy, man.
Yeah, he will stop, and I have seen him. Sometimes he takes the time. This is what's unique about Leroy. He'll get a stack of his football cards. He will take the time to sign every one and put them in his pocket. And while he's walking around or he sees some kid or some kid's birthday or whatever, he gives it to the kid. I mean, that's just show. I mean, that shows me what I need to do. Lead by example, not by running off at the mouth.
Well, that's what he. Well, that's easy to do, man. Next time you come here, do what he did. He brought a bunch of goodies. He brought a bunch of signed, you know, photos of himself. He brought a signed bobblehead. You know, I think he brought a season's ticket to or maybe that's going a little
Earl, too all that's Earl, all that stuff costs money. All that stuff costs money. And until I get that gold jacket, all you gonna get is a handshake.
Hey man. All right, man, let's get at it. So Gilbert, I wanted to talk about, you know, Jordan Love, man. And if things are just starting to sound like when several weeks ago, President Mike Murphy had this to say about Jordan Love. Where is it at? I got it somewhere. And he basically said that Jordan Love has 5 days to be able to – half the season, the middle of the season, to be able to show his – whether or not he is going to be the man. Half the season, by that period of time, I guess there's a growth that they're expecting to see from him that will let them know whether or not he is their quarterback of the future. Is that fair?
I'm going to tell you this, man. I like Mike Murphy. Mark Murphy. I do.
Yeah, he's getting ready to retire.
That's not his lane. That is something for the pretty boy, LaFleur. That's his name? LaFleur, to say. But here's the thing, man. When Brett Favre took over the helm, they didn't say that about him. When Aaron Rodgers took over the helm, they didn't say that about him. You got to see, man, they're stacking up things to put it all on him. I mean, Jordan Love, he fighting against the team and he fighting against the fans when we all should just let this kid play football. Lay as it lay. You know what I'm saying? The team is on his back about you got half a season. We went out and drafted a quarterback. We went out and got the best quarterback in the USFL behind you. That's putting pressure on him. I mean, it's how he's going to handle it. But then you got the fans. You ain't going to be as good as Aaron Rodgers. We don't know what's going on with you. You was unproven. That kid is in the middle of all this stuff, and he going to need
some. Well, so let me ask you this, because some people will say, and rightly so, hey, this is his fourth year.
Same with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers took 4 or 5 behind Brett Favre.
Okay.
What is that going to do?
Well, I guess
that's not a great.
I guess what
that's what we do,
Gilbert. I guess what they're saying is there are a lot of young quarterbacks who got drafted out of college and they threw them right to the wolves.
A lot of them didn't have Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback. You see what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers is our starting quarterback for 4 years. He ain't beating Aaron Rodgers out. All these other clowns got dudes from out of the stands playing their starting quarterback before they took over.
So all offseason, the Green Bay Packers preached patience with new starting quarterback Jordan Love. That was the mantra with everyone from general manager Brian Gutekunst to coach Matt LaFleur and even some players. Patience now has a timeline, at least for now, at least for how long it might take to find out whether Love can extend the Packers' 30-year run of MVP-level quarterback play from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't think they should be expecting him to extend that. Comparing a little bit to Aaron's first year as a starter. Yay. I'd say at least half a season to know, Packers president Mike Murphy said Monday. And I think even though we ended up with a losing record that year, but we saw enough of Aaron to know that we had something special. While the Packers were 6-10 in Rodgers' first season as a starter in 2008, halfway through the season, the team has seen enough for him to warrant a contract extension. Rodgers threw for more than 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns that season. Love already had his rookie contract extended this offseason. So I get it, Gilbert. Everybody knows the Packers. And I was looking at their starting offense, and 60% of their starting offense is going to be new. So how can you, you know, you can't expect them to do much of anything.
Yeah, because you got to also remember the greatest quarterback that we had last year even struggled with this unit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, this receiver core, he struggled with them. And it wasn't because of, you know, half the time it wasn't because of him. It was because they wasn't in the positions right. where they need to be. So you got to remember all this when you're putting all this pressure on this young cat. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We gotta hope that Jordan Love has a head on their shoulders where he's going to be able, he's going to know he's going to be able to catch the world.
Hey, Gilbert, not only is he getting pressure, from ownership, from the coaches, he's going to get pressure from the fans. And he was going to get that anyway, mm-hmm. because, and I don't care what he does or how far he goes, they loved Aaron Rodgers all those years. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He can never be that.
No, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's a totally different quarterback. But you got to remember Aaron Rodgers day one, and we definitely going to remember Jordan Love day one.
Listen, got to go to a break. CJ, I see you. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors.
We bleed green and gold. And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up, but later as I hit the dope, thinking will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass.
Right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the Grave Diggers in full effect. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Hey, good morning, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. And it makes me nervous when you, the only grave digger I'd like to meet, and that's Gilbert Brown.
I like that one. I like that one.
Well, I really enjoy you guys, your talks. I can't wait to see this kid play. I am so excited for this kid. I hope the Packers fans give him some time. Just remember, Aaron Rodgers sat back and watched Brett Favre, and he learned a lot. And a lot of the way he played, and this kid is going to be talented, he's going to be fast, and he's got a rifle. So I can't wait for it.
Yeah, let me say this to you, man. He does have a rifle. But, you know, it's, you know, when you follow Aaron Rodgers, one of the best arms in the history of football, you know, and you got to try to compare his rifle to Aaron Rodgers' rifle, a whole different kind of thing. But here's what I will say to you is, you know, people aren't going to be patient. They want to win. And the Packers have a history of winning. And so they expect to win. And that's where I think, you know, Gilbert, I think that's where we're going to wind up having these issues.
Yeah, I believe so, Earl. I mean, you know, we got to give the love train a chance, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't derail the train before it get out the station. God damn, man. You know what I'm saying?
So let's say they start off, you know, 1-4. Not say I don't know what the schedule is like, but 1-4. You think people are going to have patience? They're going to be calling for his head, man.
I mean, you got some fans that understand, and you got some fans that don't. You got some fans that know the game. You got some fans that don't. You know what I'm saying? But if we start out, you know, knowing coming into this season that we're going to struggle. We got to understand that. We're not used to struggling. You know what I'm saying? Ever since 92, 93, when Brett and Reggie came in, that started something that lived
unmatched almost, yeah, in football.
Yeah. Now it's our turn to understand what the real world looks like. You see what I'm saying? We've been in la la land. You know, now it's time for us to see what the real world looks like. And that looks like we are starting over with a new quarterback,
Gilbert.
A whole new team.
Gilbert,
But they don't call it a rebuild.
I know, but Gilbert, you trying to tell the Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packer mystique,
Packer Nation,
that hasn't had to see that struggle. They forgot Scott Hunter now.
They forgot the 30 years before.
Hey, you said 30 years before.
It was 30 years before that we bust the grade.
Man, it was a long time.
Yeah, that's why when 96 came, 95 came around, and we went up there and beat Frisco in the head, and everybody started watching us, and 96 came around, we won the Super Bowl. That started something. It started a whole new Green Bay Packer mystique.
So, Gilbert, people watch Green Bay even during that 30 years because I watched them.
Oh yeah. We got a fan base that ain't right. Unmatched.
And they got used to the Scott Hunter quarterbacks and that kind of stuff. And then once you guys turn all that around, they got used to
Brett Favre.
But football,
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but football, I mean, Dallas Cowboys used to be like the Packers, where you know, they had that great run in the 60s, and then it was a lot of years in between. But that's football, right?
Then the 90s came with Troy Aikman and them, and they looking for it again.
Right, right.
Just like Frisco, just like San Francisco. They was on top. Now they looking for it again.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. You can't, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to hang around and get and be looked at like that for 30 years, man, that's the minority. That's not the majority of football teams, right?
Right, because look at the emergence of the Detroit Lions. They ain't won none since 55, somewhere in there.
Man. I know, man.
They've been the bottom of the barrel, licking the bottom of the barrel forever.
Yeah.
Now that lion is peeking his head out that barrel looking for something to eat.
But you know, Gilbert, and that all has to do with the people in charge, because when you finish low every year like the Lions have, they've had a lot of first-round draft choices. They just they weren't picking the right players.
Yeah, you can't pick one and think it's going to do it. You got to pick 11 to win.
Yeah, but if you get the first round picks year after year after year after year, and the Lions have been getting that for all these years.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Celebrate and support the Grand Rapids Fire Department during their celebration on Saturday, August 5th from 4 to 11 p.m. Head out to the Grand Rapids Lions Club at 2411 36th Street South for some great food and drink, along with awesome live music, including Chase Quinches from 4 to 7 and Star 6-9 from 7 to 11. Visit the world-famous Rudolph Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave for the 102nd annual St. Philip Church Picnic, full of food, refreshments, games, and raffles, Sunday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mass begins at 10 at the church, followed by activities on the grounds. The event is located at 6957 Grotto Avenue in Rudolph.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 59. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 83. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been laughing and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke.
All right, welcome back. Thunder to help me with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram show, and Gilbert Calvin is hooking you up.
Calvin is that Monday morning DJ, boy. You don't need no coffee. You don't need no coffee when Calvin on the wheels of steel.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 as we get closer to the football season. And I want to make this announcement. You know, radio station WRJN, Civic Media radio station in Racine, 99.9 FM, and Kenosha, 98.1 FM, where you'll be able to hear the Green Bay Packers, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Brewers. Man, we're doing pretty good.
Moving up in the world, ain't we?
Absolutely, man. Let's do this. Let's go to the Northwoods and Terry. Hey, good morning to you, Terry. How you doing? You say what?
I say good morning, fellas. Gilbert, Earl.
Yes, good morning.
I don't. Thanks, Gil. I don't agree with this 8-game or 9-game deal with Jordan Love either. That's putting, like you say, guys, extra pressure on him. He doesn't need that. I mean, you laid it all out, Gilbert. He's got enough to deal with anyway without getting the rug pulled out from underneath him 8 games or 9 games into the damn season.
Oh, my God.
And I got another point here. Go ahead, Gilbert. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. I'm agreeing with you, brother.
Yep. And then last week's show, guys, quickly, I agree with you paying college athletes, Gilbert. Okay, got that out of the way. Third point is, here's some more obscure quarterbacks. Jim Delgazzo, John Adel, Rich Campbell, Scott Hunter.
repeat that again.
Obscure quarterbacks Packers had over the years. Jim Delgazzo, 1972. Oh, that was Scott Hunter's year, too, 72. Rich Campbell, 81. When he got there, John Adel was 74, I believe. They made that trade with the Rams to get John Adel.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they had some guys, man, average guys at quarterback before they wound up with the two Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Thank you very much for the call, man. Appreciate it. Gilbert, you say what, man?
Man, I love me some John Hale now. He just passed away here not too long ago. He's KU standout.
Yeah, well, San Diego is where he, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's look at that. You got Bart Starr. And it's a shame that you got Bart Starr. Nobody says nothing till you get to Brett Favre. Hey, man. How many years is that?
Yeah, that's good. Man, that's a lot of years, man.
And then, but listen, you got Brett Favre that took over in 92, I believe, until 2022. We had two of the best quarterbacks. How many years is that? You see what I'm saying? So now all that pressure is dropped in Jordan Love's lap.
You know, Gilbert, when they say that he's got these eight games, I'm looking at the schedule. And, you know, Chicago Bears, New England Patriots, Cincinnati Bengals, Seahawks, Chicago Bears again, Atlanta Falcons. I mean, I'm not saying they can't. New Orleans Saints, Detroit Lions. I mean, you know, those are some pretty tough defensive teams, right?
Yeah, them teams are not slouches. Them teams are not slouches.
And they got points to prove.
Yeah, did you say Joe Burrow's and company in that group?
Yeah,
we got, I mean, it's going to be, you know, they like to say the matchup loves the quarterbacks, Joe Burrow versus Jordan Love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but come on, man. You know, I mean, and that can't be the way it is. Cincinnati.
Justin Fields versus Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? That's gonna be a good matchup, man.
Yeah, well, you know, the difference is the other team.
The Heat's been on Justin. What's his name? Justin Fields. Smith. Fields. I'm sorry. He's Chicago.
It's only been a couple of years. He's only been in the league.
But the Heat's been on him to perform. But that's Chicago though. That Heat would come to Green Bay. And they would kick Jordan Love off the love.
So let's go here, Gilbert, because we talked a little bit about running backs, and the fact that running backs, you know, it's kind of like they're the stepchild, and I remember when running backs were the cream of the crop in the NFL. And yeah. Everybody had to have a star running back, and they paid the star running back. Because the game was different. But today, I'm looking at Jonathan Taylor of Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, he's making $4.3 million ending his rookie contract. Jonathan Taylor, if you haven't seen him, he's a battering ram. He's fast. He's big and strong. Former Badger running back, big and strong. You know, just a hell of a running back. And he's saying, "Hey, wait a minute, man. You know, I'm kind of leading the league and all of these things. I'm making $4.6 million in year four, man. Can I get paid some more money?" And the coach and the owner, Irsay, who's been there forever, said, "Wait a minute, man. You already got a contract. You know, Gilbert. So when you sign a contract early on." And you see, I mean, he's carried the ball 1,700 carries. So, but Gilbert, and you see, you know, what's happening with these guys. And you say, "Oh, he's better than what we thought he was." And you're the owner, and you're saying, "I don't want to lose Gilbert. We need him. He's a big part of our team, but he ain't got, we can't give him no more money." That's, how does,
you know,
We're talking about team ball, Gilbert. We're talking about, I'm selling my soul for the team. And then you turn around and kick me in the teeth and say, "Well, you know, you got a contract."
I love to compare football to the real world sometimes. You know, like I told you before, lady come up to me and ask me why you ain't got your Packer shirt on. And I usually say, if you worked at Burger King, would you walk around and throw Burger King work every day? You know what I'm saying? So then you turn it like this. You would say, as an employee, we keep putting all this work on you. We keep giving you these extra jobs. We keep giving you all this stuff. And you realize that. And you're like, hey, man, y'all giving me all this work for the same pay when I'm performing above and beyond the next man.
Right.
I need to be paid what I'm worth. I'm putting my body. He's been reading the Clippers just like the ownership has been reading the Clippers. The expectancy for an NFL running back is not for long. NFL, right. Not for long. You see what I'm saying? So he got to get his payment while he can. And everybody else is going to try to hold you down because we don't want to lose them or we don't want to give you all this money because we're going to turn around and get another guy. Man, you got to give people what they're worth, man. Period.
Well, here's another guy. Jerry Jones comments about Zach Martin. Zach Martin is a starting offensive tackle. All pro.
We are expendable. Before you say anything, linemen are expendable. But go ahead.
Not good left tackles, Gilbert.
Linemen are expendable. Go ahead.
Linemen.
What about the fly out your mouth? What I'm trying to say. Go ahead.
Left tackles are the second highest paid athlete in NFL football.
Uh-huh.
Offensive tackles. So, Cowboys' stance on Martin, not about precedent. Martin is a starting left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. He didn't allow one sack all last year. He played in all the games. He's played now for 5 years, Gilbert. He was a first round pick, so he's been in the league 6 years, and four of those years he's been all pro, and so he's making $14 million a year, and he said, hey, wait a minute, I got two more years, I want an extension. You know what Jerry Jones told him?
What's that?
He basically said, I don't give a rip about you being all pro 5 years. We got a contract. And you've been fine with all of that, but all this stuff you talking about, hey, your name is on a contract.
Lip service.
Yeah.
Lip service.
And he holding out, and Jerry Jones said, well, it's costing you, it's already cost you $250,000 in fines. You stay out there, even when you come back, you still going to pay them fines. That's all pro cat, man. He ain't allowed no sacks. And Jerry Jones made it clear. It's not about precedent. It's about facts, Jones said. We need the money to pay Micah Parsons. We need the money to pay the players that we got to pay in the future. It's a fact. It's not even a philosophy. It's just the fact. Those dollars are there, and we have this at this level. And if you redid all the contracts, then you never could put a roster together. In other words, I don't care how good you are, man. We know how good you are, but we can't help you.
They need the money to pay for that big TV. They need the money to pay for that big TV they got in the joint.
I know, man.
But look, man. It's like this, though, Earl. I mean, everybody can't do that because they ain't got no weight. This cat got weight.
Who, Jones? You're talking about this offensive lineman.
Yeah, he got weight, dog. You see what I'm saying? If he ain't gave, and you understand who he was going against all last year, he ain't give up a sack?
No, he didn't give up a sack.
If I was Dak Prescott, I would go walk up on that fool's door
and give him some of your money.
And say, man, hey, take some money out of my check.
Yep.
And give it.
Because
he ain't keeping me alive out there while you sitting over there rubbing and smoozing with the people in the thing. This dude's keeping my backside alive. Go, and that's the thing. Go fight for your boys, man. Go fight for your boys, Dak.
Yeah, because he just got his.
You got yours. Go fight for your boys. I say, hey, man, you know what? Dip into mine a little bit because this cat right here.
So, Gilbert, let me ask you, so how will that offensive lineman not ever see it or feel that way again, the way he's felt over these last 5 years? I mean, he's a pro. He's going to go out there and play just as hard. But he's never going to forget what Jerry Jones said to him, is he?
No, he's not, man. Because see, Jerry Jones don't realize that a player really takes what the owner says, because the owner is the buck stop.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And he's going to listen to that. And if he ever gets free, and Jerry Jones comes and calls him, but another team's going to say, man, we'll give you a dollar more because we know you're going to get out of there.
Right.
I holler. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what Jerry Jones is saying, Gilbert, is we're fine. Thank you for everything you've done, but we haven't won a Super Bowl. This is what he said to him. And with all that's going on, even with you doing all this, we haven't won a Super Bowl. Is that the right thing? I mean, how does that player take that?
It
gotta hurt, you know, Gilbert.
Yeah, you know how they say it's that locker room talk that they put on the board. Or, right. You know, we're gonna give you some cream puffs. We're gonna do this, that, and the other. Come on, man. Come on.
Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
One, two. Bringing to the folks, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know we're about to rip this up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-Bang, baby.
Hey.
Too low-ed up, so get over crazy.
Hey, man, where can we find that?
Placement. Unfadable, so please don't try to...
You know that one look like.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's all Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Gilbert, man, you can smell it in the air.
Mm.
It's just around the corner. It's just around the corner, man.
It's getting there.
You know,
it's
man.
Summertime.
Huh?
Summertime about to be over.
Yeah, you know.
All in the air.
You kind of hate to trade off. You kind of hate to trade off the summer for football. But if you have to let it go.
You got to let it go for something.
Yeah. Man, got to let it go.
Let it go for something.
You know, man.
Hey, Earl. Let's talk about this fight, man. You keep avoiding it, man. I've been waiting on you to talk about this fight,
It wasn't a fight, man. It was a bludgeoning. It was one guy beating up another guy. And
Blood came to work, didn't it?
Man. You know, it was, man, that was one of the most hyped fights.
Oh, my God. The century fight.
Yeah, well, more than century. And and so, you know, as a fight fan, as an avid fight fan, and I have been all of my life, I was all excited and hyped up about this fight, man. You know, and the difference is, in the old times, they used to have, the undercards were good, Gilbert. They had great fights all the way through.
Yeah.
But this time around, you know, you only got one. You sit around, wait for one. At least they didn't wait till midnight before they started showing it.
I was hoping to see a Thomas Hitman Hearns Sugar versus Ray. Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
No, that one with Hitman Hearns and Hagler, unmatched.
Well, that's where they played
it up. Boys went at it.
Let me ask you something, man. Did you ever do pro wrestling? Did you ever think about getting into pro wrestling?
Everybody think they can do something till they do it. Yeah.
Did you ever try it?
I did a couple of wrestling matches. I did one in Milwaukee with Steve McMichael, Mungo McMichael.
Yeah, who's
he was part of the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. You was what you was
Yeah, about who's on his deathbed?
Fighting the ALS.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
oh my God. I keep praying for him every day.
Yeah.
Good
But you did try it.
Yeah, me and him did something in one of them stadiums in Milwaukee, man. It was all right till we got to the back and I asked, man, where the ice bucket at? Where the ice bucket
hey, Gilbert, is that stuff, is it that rough?
Man, people don't realize how long, like in boxing, people don't realize how long 3 minutes is.
I know. And it's just,
when a dude tapping you on your face.
Hey, Gilbert, and you can't call timeout.
No, wait, bro. That hit, no.
But so those wrestlers are great athletes.
Oh, my God, man. Don't get it twisted. If they say it's scripted or not, going for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, them cats got to be in shape, man. And I hung out with Ric Flair before. He'll tell you, man, you got to work out at least once a day. You got to.
Yeah,
well, because of the pounding, the roll, and all that stuff, it catches up with you.
But them cats can take steroids, and you know, pro athletes can't.
Now they're gonna come in there and DDT you on that radio saying, I ain't talking about them boys like that.
Well, Gilbert, you see, they 300 pounds, 325 pounds, not an ounce of fat on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah, man, that's, you know.
I mean, people do that. I mean, I don't condone it, you know, performance enhancing drugs and all that other stuff, man, to get ahead, you know, until you get caught, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you, man. They make a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, all of them make a lot of money. So, I mean, that money fuels things in your
WFHR, head. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.